Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier filling in for Christian Garrick today, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And Bobby, the most 2020 sports moment you can get. Here we are on a Wednesday afternoon with an NFL game playing. I mean, that tells it all, right?
No,
there.
No, it is an entertaining game. Boy, the Ravens, what about their clock management at the end?
No, the clock management. Come on, the tight end. Gotta come on, Wilson, you got to catch the ball. RG3 threw him the football. You got to make that catch. Give Minkah Fitzpatrick. You know, sometimes the little things, he's right there and he pops that ball out. Now, Wilson should have still caught it.
Right.
But he was right there to knock the ball out of his hands.
No, Mike, that could be the difference in the game. Now, 12,
they missed an extra point.
Yeah, 12-7 at half. But I mean, the Ravens could have been up 14-12. But, Mike, we were talking with Mark about this. And really, when you think about it, I know the Saints can hang with the Steelers. You know, everyone talks from a national perspective, the Steelers might have the most complete team. Well, why are they more complete than the Saints? I don't think so. And what you said, I think it'd be more the way the Chiefs are structured.
No, because I know what the Chiefs have at quarterback.
Right.
And Tyreek Hill and those running backs. Only thing is, man, the Chiefs, you can gash them running the football.
Yes, and that's why, Mike, why not the Saints? The one thing, when you look at where the Saints defense is ranked, now, if you're having to play the Chiefs weekend and week out, it'd be a bigger challenge. But this is why where the Saints are top the NFC right now. Number one total defense, number two against the run, number five against the pass. They top five turnover margin, they plus seven right now. Well, that's why they're winning. Then you top it off, Mike. Sean Payton would take pride in this. We fifth, we only give it up 20.5 points a game. Sean would say, if our defense could do that, now I don't know if you could do that against the Chiefs.
Continue to do that?
Oh, no, they're going to win.
You're rolling with it. Yeah, look, that's a big part of today's game, man. I think more so than yards given up and all this. Man, my thing about it is points given up because I think that's the big figure.
And then you go for points given up, where maybe some team's having success, but all of a sudden you stout in the red zone, you force a field goal. So then you therefore you limiting the scoring on their part, and that's like a four-point swing because they didn't get a touchdown because you could have caught the extra point. And then the lanyard and what we've done lately, Mike, we've taken away the football. That is what we're doing
that's
right now.
That's the second biggest stat.
We've picked off 10 passes the past 5 weeks. 10 intercepted the past 5 weeks. We have 13 for the season interceptions, but you look at we picked off 10 the past five games, and then we all know about that one. I don't know if we can even count the Denver game, but it is an NFL game. You give up one touchdown in 16 quarters. Now that's
unbelievable in today's age.
But we
age.
Forced 12 turnovers over the past five games. The Saints, bottom line, who's playing better are more precise winning football than the Saints in the whole NFL right now. And I'm talking, that's a big enough sample size. Mike, that is over a month. That's like five games. It's not one or two games flash in the pan. But if we finish strong and continue this, the Saints can't help but win.
No Janoris Jenkins practice today. So
the knee might be a little more serious. Or?
So we'll see how all that goes. Wednesday.
But look at
still
the depth.
Just Wednesday.
Look at the depth we have. P. Rob has had, Mike, textbook coaching clinic interceptions this year. He had the one against the Lions, and then what was that? Was it against Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, so how about P-Rob get another one against Matt Ryan? How you coach it up, playing the ball, and tight coverage. No, that's just amazing. You know, you talk about next man up, the whole left-sided offensive line was not available against the Broncos. Well, the Broncos defense didn't have COVID. They weren't dealing with the virus. And we had a whole left side. Mike, it's amazing when you say next man up and plug and play, the success that the Saints have had. It just shows you the team.
No, it's the depth.
Yeah, the depth, right.
Man, I know you believe that. I'm not a big believer in next man up. Because I know the next man isn't as good.
But the Saints,
but if you got good depth, that sort of squats everything on the difference.
Well, it depends who's the next man.
Well,
you know,
that next man the Saints have built a roster.
And they have players, Mike, that would be starting on other teams, and they're just providing depth on this team. And then you even a guy like you might say he plays a handful of snaps, but he's in that meeting room. Even the guys on the back end of the roster, like a DJ Swearinger, he started a number of games. Look at the games that he started. So just look at that experience and the depth. And, Mike, right now I'm so confident the only ones who really, if we're looking from a stat standpoint, who can hang with the Saints on special teams is the Dolphins. So I'm saying almost every game we play in, you know how you want to win two out of three phases? We're in right now, okay. We're going to win on special teams. And then, again, you look at the depth there. Without all-pro Deontay Harris, I like Callaway a lot. A lot of teams will want Callaway to be their returner.
He got hurt with the knee, and so both Deontay and Marquez.
So what are we going to do?
No practice. Didn't Austin Carr?
Yeah, but he just got a fair catch. Well, he's not going to fumble.
He's not going to fumble it. But you now the next man up theory doesn't quite hold the water. Because I know one thing. Austin Carr can't return kicks.
No, but he can catch it.
Like Deontay and Marquez can.
But he can catch it.
He's sure-handed.
He's almost like when Lance Moore, we'd have him back there on punt return. Or even Mike, who was the DB we paid all the money to? We wanted to do more than that. Jerry's Bird. Showman have him back there because you know what? He was all
He wasn't running nothing, but he had that hand up. Remember one time they punted the ball and it hadn't left his foot. He had his hand up in the air.
Mike, I don't think watching Jerry's Bird and you think, now just go, you know how to get the fans to go catch punts at all halftime? I don't think I ever witnessed Jerry's Bird bobble a punt.
Not even in practice.
No, not in practice and never in the game. And Sean knew that. So, you know what? We got to catch the ball and we'll go with our offense. And you just don't fumble.
I never forget that. I don't remember what game, but you and I sitting next to each other along with Court in the middle. And I saw him punt it and I looked and, man, he had his bird at his hand up in the air.
And Sean probably threw him out there and said, go field the punt and don't worry about no return. Just catch it.
So Court was, man, what happened? There ain't nobody within 10 yards of it.
But he was just going to field the punt.
He was just going to make sure that everything was good. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Also, Bob, we want to congratulate Will Hall getting the head coaching job. We talked about it yesterday when we came on the air. Certainly reports from there, and today confirmed Will Hall, the new head football coach at Southern Miss, and now it's up to Willie Fritz to go out and find him another Willie Hall. Will Hall, I should say.
Yeah.
And listen, that's a lot easier said than done.
Mike, because, you know, in this day and age, you got to score points. Well, looking at the Green Wave, scored 30 or more points in 7 consecutive games. For the first time since doing it in the final 7 games of their undefeated season, 1998. He's only 40 years of age. He's produced, to say the least, some of the most prolific offensive numbers in school history. If you look at even last year, Mike, when they were 7-6, they averaged 33 points a game, right at 445 yards, the third highest total in both categories, and nearly a touchdown more than it managed in the 2018 season. Then this season, they were averaging 35.5. So I would say right there, the offensive coach and Coach Hall, he has made a difference. But
Well, Mike, and also he can recruit, Bob. I'm telling you, that part I know real well. I know guys that he's recruiting, and, man, he does a real good job recruiting, put it that way.
And Mike, he's basically, when I looked at this, he's going back home, Mississippi, right, to be in Hattiesburg and to coach at Southern Miss. I think that's a great opportunity for him. And so, I mean, watch for Southern Miss like the next you know, let him get maybe some players, but watch like 2022 season. You know, next year you're kind of going in the right direction, but I think he's one of those up-and-coming offensive coaches that he'll do something at Southern Miss.
Bob, somebody on the text line writes, what happens to the draft choices that are taken away? Do the teams behind them move up? Do two teams get an extra pick, or do college players lose out? No, when you lose a draft choice, if you pick in 22nd, that team that's picking 23rd picks 22nd. And so you just – the draft choice
it's
is
like
lost.
Almost your forfeit is gone.
Your forfeit is gone, so it's not like anybody else gets an extra pick out of that. If you get basically a draft choice taken away, it's not given to another team. And so if
So Mike, where are we next year with the Saints? Because, you know, to get
You don't have a fifth. You don't have a third.
Do you have a six or not? I know we don't have a seven because of COVID.
You don't have a six because of the Tommy Stevens trade up, and then for Troutman in that situation, you don't have the third.
Whoa! So we all in. I think we're all in Super Bowl of us. We want to win now because now you can manipulate and get some more draft picks.
The other thing too is how the compensatory picks are going to get given to you. And so that you may be able to acquire one, maybe two, out of that particular deal. So we'll just have to see as it goes along how it works out. But draft day would be sort of quick for us in that final day.
We'd be talking about the NFL.
No, you know what will happen? Just like last year, we sitting around talking, you know, Zach and Deuce and I talking about, you know, okay, about free agents, and all of a sudden, pow,
it shows up
on the screen, Saints pick, you know, and so that's just the way, you know, Coach Payton operates.
Yeah, they can wheel and deal him and Mickey Loomis and all and the whole organization in and out the draft all the time. So,
all right, we're going to go to our whodatlending.com talk and text line. Danny in LaPlace. Danny in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
All right, Danny.
All right, Danny.
Hey, man, y'all got me kind of giggling, kind of crying when y'all were talking about the next guy up.
No, Bobby believes that, but I've never been a believer next man up.
No,
it's next available. It's not. I
believe the next man up if he's a stud.
But if he's not, then that's a big a Mount Everest drop off.
Yep.
I was a season ticket holder for quite a few years when Bobby first got to the Saints, and what used to scare me, because I recognized Steve Young's potential. And when they would hit Joe Montana hard, I'm like, please get up, please get up. And they were like, why? I said, I don't want to face Steve Young. That sucker can do anything.
Right, but they're two Pro Football Hall of Famers.
And they are. That's what I'm saying. So you never know. But then when you mentioned Lance Moore and punt returns, okay, I might get a little emotional. I'm going to try not to, but I buried my son yesterday. He had an addiction problem. So we watched every Saints game we could till a couple of weeks ago. But one day they put Lance Moore in the cover punt coverage, and Reggie Bush was still there. And he goes, why are they putting him in? I said, well, look, he ain't gonna run it back. We know he ain't going to run it back, but he ain't going to bobble it. Maybe Reggie's not feeling good. Lance Moore caught that ball and ran it back. He said, my boy turns to me and says, a lot, you know, Dad.
Well, Danny, our condolences go out to you
certainly in this time of year, man, my heart goes out to you, man, really does.
I appreciate it, but he looked at me and said, a lot, you know, Dad. And when y'all said that, I started crying. I was like, I got to give these guys a call because that was one of the funniest moments.
Right. A father and son.
That's pretty good.
A father and a son sharing the Saints game, and yeah.
I said, he's not going to run it back by any means, but he ain't going to drop it. And he's the sucker was attacked.
Right. Well, Danny.
Because I opened my mouth.
Well, it's not foolproof, but it's close.
No, and Danny, that's one reason, as explosive as he is, why they don't always put Alvin Kamara back there in a punt return. You might think,
as a kick return is one thing.
Yeah, but as a punt returner, you might think, because he's too valuable in the offense. No, a lot of times I'm telling you, he's fumbled the ball in practice at least two handfuls plus. Now, if you need a big play and you're desperate, then you say, Alvin, go back there, and you make a play. But as far as punt in and punt out, I mean, Alvin's a little shaky sometimes feeling punts back there.
Bobby and I were talking about Cordell Patterson, and he's one of those guys, too. Man, as a kickoff guy, he's unbelievable.
And he never returns punts.
And so you know what that tells you, Danny? He ain't catching them in practice, and they're like, man, I ain't putting him out there. And one thing with Patterson, he's on a pitch count. You know, he makes one real good return, then the next one's right near the goal line.
And then he'll kneel down.
My quota in for the day.
Yeah, I'm trying to last a long time. I'm going to show you how explosive I am, and then I'm going to put it on easy street after that. But, Danny, you could still see Alvin Kamara. Hopefully we never that desperate in a situation, but kind of like a Reggie Bush thing, that, okay, go back there and make a play. Even remember
Bobby, you played with a guy – in the USFL, he did it with the Vikings. He didn't do it full time
against the playoffs against the Saints.
When they needed a play, they say, "AC, go make that play as a punt returner."
Exactly.
And man, he was great. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate the call. God bless you, brother. Hearts and prayers go out to you and your family. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And Bob, this is the type of game we've seen in the past from the Steelers, 12-7, just sort of hanging in there, a lot of things sort of bouncing their way. And they've done it all season long and come out with W's. Listen, I give them a lot of credit.
There's a lot of Steeler fans in Louisiana, like Cowgirl fans, because people want to be associated with a winner. But, Mike, I just don't want this type of season because there's no fans in the stands. I'm not against the Steelers, but I don't want them to go undefeated. You know, I want it to be like a normal, whatever you call a normal fan-packed stadium type of season if that Dolphins record ever gets broken as far as an undefeated season.
I don't think they're going to go undefeated.
Look at the Steelers' schedule.
My thing about it is, man, it's really difficult. That's the reason why. In the modern times, nobody's done it other than the Dolphins. The Bears came close, really close.
Well, the Bears, the Bears are too hard-headed, and Buddy Ryan was too hard-headed. But when he's playing
– with Duke.
He is – Mike, he would not even substitute nickel. He's having Wilbur Marshall guard like Nat Moore, a receiver. You know,
and Mark Duper.
No, they all man-to-man, and Marino could flick it. So that was the game the Bears lost. Everyone else, they were crushing. Look, talk about a boring Super Bowl right here in New Orleans. You remember when
with the Patriots.
The only thing everybody's talking about, why didn't Mike Ditka give Walter Payton the ball to get a touchdown? You remember Fridge got the touchdown instead of Walter Payton? But that Bears team, Mike, I don't see how they didn't go undefeated. I mean, I remember practicing against them. Coach Mara just came on board. We were up in Platteville, Wisconsin. We were in practice. And it was like, you know, score. If this is a real game, I just hope we get a first down. Mike, it was unbelievable. You know, you do 12 running plays and you have plays all scripted. I remember we were supposed to run 12 running plays in this run period. Now it's kind of 9:07, it's a run period. Mike, I remember McMichael and Dan Hampton and all handing the ball off to Dalton Hilliard, and it's like, tackle for loss, like -4, -5. Before I'm handing it off, are we both getting hit? And Coach Moore was so discouraged, and he said, Mike, we didn't even finish all the plays. After five plays, he goes, on to the next drill. And that to show you how popular the Bears were. I never forget in Platteville, they had like 12, 15,000 people every day at practice.
That was big. That was
Jim McMahon. They were like rock stars.
That was bigger than Jordan and the Bulls.
Because the Bears, I mean.
Because it had been
so
long. It's
still football country.
Yeah.
Like, they love Michael Jordan and the Bulls. But when the Bears are rolling and the Bears are winning.
No, they are the rock stars.
Wait, it's not even close. They do Saturday Night Live skits on the Bears. I mean.
The other thing about that year is Todd Bell and Al Harris did not play. Two starters on defense sat out the year, similar to what you did. They weren't getting paid. They were like, man, I'm sitting out this season. And they did that demolition job without two guys that had been starters for them the year before. That, to me, is unbelievable.
Now, Mike, I don't know. I'm going to challenge you on this one. And you said it's hard to go undefeated.
It's hard to go undefeated.
If they beat Baltimore, okay, the Redskins are up and coming in the NFC East. That's their next game. Then they go at Buffalo.
So that, I think, would be the tripwire.
Because then you look at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati ain't beating them.
Indianapolis, they could be up and down.
And it could mean something for Indianapolis.
Then they have Cleveland. So it's
and Cleveland's playing pretty well.
Yeah, it's not like they're playing, though. It's like the Chiefs are really being underdog.
Bob, I'm just telling you, 16-0, and you're going to have a bad game
right
somewhere in there.
And it might be this game against the Ravens eventually.
You know, and listen, the Ravens had some opportunities, and they should really be ahead right now.
They should have been winning at half.
14-12.
Right. It's 12-7 right now.
We're going to go to Nathan in Fort Worth, Texas, on our whodatlending.com talking text line. Nathan, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Bobby, my hero. How you doing, brother?
All right. I don't know why I'm your hero, but I appreciate it. Thanks, Nathan.
Man, you were my hero when I was 5 years old, and you signed my football, and you've been my hero ever since.
And now, Nathan, you turned 60 years old, and he's still your hero, right?
I'm just kidding him.
I'm just kidding him.
Well, I appreciate that, Nathan.
Hey, a couple things real quick. Number one, I want to thank the sports gods for what they've done for us on Christmas. Does it get any better than that?
Oh, without a doubt. When you look at that, I mean, here in New Orleans, I know you're in Fort Worth, but I mean, here you got the Pelicans. Listen, the Pelicans are a national draw right now because of Zion.
Right.
And then look who they play.
And also too, you got a signature coach that had been on television now. So now you got Van Gundy.
You got Van Gundy, and you play in the Eastern Conference Champions. The first game, the Miami Heat at 11 a.m. Then you got the Saints later on, 3:30. The Vikings coming to town in the Dome. No, that's Nathan, how are you stuck in Fort Worth? I mean, are you a Saints fan that got displaced in Cowgirl Country or
yes.
What?
Yes, to tell you the truth, I was living in downtown New Orleans. I got displaced during Katrina, ended up four nights in the Superdome, and got sent to Fort Worth, Arkansas. Fort Smith, Arkansas, and worked my way back. A friend of mine said he had a job set up for me. I said, yeah. So I moved to Texas, and I am a diehard. I've got Saints flags. I've actually gotten tattooed. I'm waiting to get a second Super Bowl so I can finish it.
Yeah, awesome.
But my son, I'm the one who called, and I told Christian, my son looked out the window and screamed, Cowboys suck, and almost got me rear-ended. So it was a wonderful thing. But, hey, look, check this out. The reason I was calling is, and I don't know if a lot of people are looking at this, Mike, you're the man when it comes to the Saints. You know this. The Saints have been setting up over the last couple of years for after Drew Brees. And let me tell you why. Defense, running the football. We don't have to have – I mean, we would love to have another quarterback like Drew Brees.
Special teams.
He decides to step down.
All of it.
But, I mean, it's just amazing what Mickey Loomis has done, working the salary cap, getting all these things done. This team is set for the next 5 years. If we just get an adequate quarterback, a quarterback that can actually – give me 60% completions. Give me 4,000 yards a season. With this defense we're building and the way Mickey Loomis drafts, this is a juggernaut. This is a team that if you do under 10 wins, it's a huge disappointment.
Well, without a doubt, Nathan, like you're saying, we have a complete team. Look at all
Absolutely.
The National Football League teams. Look where the past two decades, look where the Patriots are at right now. No, who's better than the Saints?
Difference.
Yes, look at the Saints right now. And you know what's going to be attractive, too, with Mickey and all that? Post-Drew Brees, we don't know. It might be Taysom Hill. Something might happen with Jameis Winston. But all quarterbacks would want to go play for the Saints.
Man,
why? Because they're on
Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas.
They're on a great team. Because then you got a great defense, but you got a great team.
Even better, I look at that offensive line, and I see Eric McCoy.
You're in the trenches.
I see Armstead, Ramczyk. You know, the two guards.
They paid Andrew Speed and paid a ton
of money. Yeah. You just used the first-round pick on Ruiz. To me, if I'm a quarterback and I'm looking, you know, the Saints would be my destination. First of all, they got a really good offensive line. And second of all, and it's 1B, I got Sean Payton.
Sean Payton, the offensive play-calling genius. I'm telling you, you know, if people, you know, because maybe, you know, you don't appreciate your own. You always look somewhere else. And I'm not just saying this, Mike. This is factual. If you look at what Sean Payton has done, the consistency over a decade and a half, where this offense has been ranked, it's unbelievable how consistent amongst the best they've always been. You know what it's like when the West Coast offense, Bill Walsh-like, and the 49ers. I mean, he is truly historical what he's doing offense. And it's not just a flash in the pan. He's done it over a number of years. That's what's impressive.
It's different, but it's the same. Because he got legs.
Yeah.
And that's what Walsh had in San Francisco. Thanks so much, Nathan. We appreciate the call. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier filling in for Christian Garrick along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I think, you know, we talk about depth, and certainly it's there this year. I think it will be interesting next year. With the salary cap, the ramifications of the cap going down. You can't pay everybody. You ain't going to be able to keep everybody of this continuous flow of young talent because maybe that's a better word to use, but to be honest with you, rookies and rookie free agents, that's football minimum wage. So, you know, that's going to be the real key in the offseason, how well Mickey, Kai Harley, can balance the books to try to keep as many core players as you can on this football team. And it's going to be difficult. Now, the salary cap had went up, as usual, wouldn't be as difficult. But now you got some real difficulties now. And the Drew Brees credit card bill is eventually going to come through. You got to pay it.
Well, you look at the salary cap, and Mickey's done an outstanding job, but it's continuously increased every year. Now dealing with COVID, all of a sudden it's right under $200 million, and it was going to be over $200 million. Because of COVID, it's like I heard $175, $176 million. Mike, that's a lot of money. And so how
you can restructure, and all deals are made to be redone, so to speak.
You can move
money around. You can't move that much money around.
No, the thing is, with the Saints, they're an outstanding job. Players they trust and they have the right heart, they guarantee that money. So it's helped them there in the salary cap, you know, when they're kind of pushing it down the road. But then all of a sudden, it helps when they guarantee that money. And the Saints have done a better job than that than any team.
So we live it in 2020, so we'll live in that world, and we'll live in 2021 next year. But that's going to be the real juggle of the ball financially. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Finishing up here in hour number one of sports talk here on the Big 870, and as we talk in, and it's early in the fourth quarter, the Pittsburgh Steelers are leading the Baltimore Ravens 12-7, and the Steelers look as though, Bob, they're fixing the score.
Yeah, Mike, looking the Bills down the road, it looks like I think they're going to win this game eventually. Bills, you know.
Bills, Colts, because
Browns,
you're playing
maybe
for something late.
Yeah,
and the Steelers may have everything all wrapped up other than an undefeated season.
Undefeated season.
Man, listen, I tell you, it's really difficult. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.